Hello, and welcome to Releasing Negative Energy. You know, throughout the course of our lives, any given day even, we accumulate such negative thoughts and energy all around us. Not even if we're trying to, we just walk into a sea of thought. Remember that everybody in this world communicates first with thought. They send out thoughts, and we walk through all those different types of thoughts. And if we're sensitives and empathetic people, we tend to pick up many of them without even being aware of it. So I hope with this lesson, this will give you some idea and some help, some assistance and tools to release any negative energy which is either focused your way or that you walk into. So, being aware that we walk into a sea of thought, of negativity, positivity, all different types of energy, it is your responsibility to become aware of the energy around you, within your space, within your atmosphere, within your world. And it's up to you, your responsibility, to let go, to do the best you can with not incorporating other people's negative energy into your space, to replace negativity with positivity, fear with love. It's very, very important as spiritual beings having this human experience. Every single one of us has to go through this world, and a lot of people, of course, have negative thoughts and they share them with us, even in our own lives, whether people at work that we work with are negative, or family members that are always negative, friends that are negative. We're constantly bombarded with that. Well, we don't need to let that negative energy be a part of our experience, our thoughts, our world, our feelings. That's their information, not all. We all know how we feel and how we can change the course of our day, and accumulatively, it changes the course of our life. So the moment we start taking responsibility for what we take into our atmosphere and what we will connect with, then things can begin to change. When we let go of all the negativity, we will begin to feel lighter and brighter, having a lot more clarity. Things will change in our lives because we are putting our energy toward positivity, not negativity. And we will draw to us also those people within our lives who are positive, not negative. Very, very important. Whether it's our own doing, such as anger or stress, or resentment, or shame, or fear. It's not good for the body. It's almost like poisons in the body. The stress of feeling badly all the time can easily lead to imbalances and hurt the body. Remember, what you think of becomes a reality. So if you think positive thoughts, positive experiences will be drawn to you. And just the opposite, if you think negative thoughts, then negative things will be drawn to you. You have to take responsibility. So when one can relieve the mental stress, the body will be happier. Now is the time that's come to you for you to let go and unburden yourself of everything that has been blocking your progress in your life by letting go of the past. The past has served what it's supposed to. It's no longer able to live in the past. It hurts us when we still hold on to the past, things that we cannot change. The past is the past, the present is the present, the future is the future. Past has already happened, the future is not here yet. So all we truly have, which we can control, is this current moment right now. So remember that. Negativity accumulates in our lives and in our souls over time. Over situations and experiences from the past, maybe what people have said to us or what we've said ourselves, it stays with us and holds on to us. We want to release that. We want to let that stuff go. Let the anger go. Release it. The process of removing it ultimately happens in layers, layers and layers. But the more that we do it, the more that we sit and take control of our lives and decide to release anger, negativity, all these emotions and energy out of our space, the better we will be. We don't have to store up that negative emotion anymore. because every single one of us wants a safe and private and beautiful means of releasing that is very effective. And you have the power within you to do anything you want. For with your mind, you can let go of any negativity. And I'm going to help you to do such a thing. Remember that we are not here to suffer. We are not here at all to suffer. We are here to live life fully. But around us, there are different polarities. But we are responsible for our own happiness. We really can't look to another for happiness because we first have to have it within inside ourselves. We have to have a positive energy with inside ourselves. You know, any negativity, any anger, stress stays stored within our bodies. It's part of the cells, if you will. The cells are made up of molecules, and molecules are made up of atoms, and those are made up of whirling bits of energy. And your body is pure energy. As humans, we store old memories and emotions in our body. That's why the releasing of negativity is a physical, emotional sense of expelling energy, because energy is what it is. We want to release old energy that holds a grip on us, that really is attached to us, that no longer serves our highest good. So right now, as you're sitting in that space, wherever you are, I just want you to assess yourself and see, how do you feel right now? Close your eyes and see, how do you feel within the body and around you? Do you feel happy and positive and loving? Or do you feel angry and negative, upset, unloved, fearful? We want to be able to release and let go of that which no longer serves us, which is holding us, these attachments that are holding us. So I'm first going to begin with you with a little meditation, a little guided meditation that we've done before. And this is designed, and the intention behind it is to let go and release old things we're holding on to, old energy, negative energy, old emotions that we're holding on to that no longer serve our highest good. Okay, so wherever you are, and this is also very possible for more readily, I should say, for more sensitive people, empathetic people, they tend to feel more negative energy than most people. So especially us sensitives, we feel negative energy when it's around. But we, again, can make the choice to remove it, to let it go, and not to let it live with us, not to let it take control of us, but we are in control of it. So, as you have your eyes closed, just assess your body. What do you feel like? What emotions are alive in the body? Is there any resentment, any guilt, any anger? Again, not being judgmental, but just observing what you're holding on to. And I'm going to ask you now, within this visualization, to do a quick scan of the body, from the top of the head to the bottom of your toes. And perhaps, if there's any negative energy that you're holding on to, any old emotions that have a negative energy attached to it, just see it, observe it, be aware of it, and start at the top of the head going down, forehead, the eyes, any negative energy there you've been thinking about, anyone else's negative energy there you've been thinking about, what is it? Let it come to the surface so you can see it. Good. See it for what it is. And as you recognize these different negative energies that come out, or even patterns of negative energy that is alive within your space, as you go down the body, nose, mouth, throat, anything you're holding on to, the moment that you're clear of some negative energy, some anger, the resentment, you have to ask yourself, why am I holding on to this? What is the attachment here? Why am I holding on to this attachment of negative energy? What is it teaching me? Why do I choose to live with this negative pattern? Many times as we scan through the body, we go down now the throat and the shoulders and the heart area, major emotional center. Perhaps there is some negative energy there. Could be old emotional relationships that were not resolved. Again, we don't want to judge it. We just want to become aware The first space into healing and releasing is to become aware. So become aware of any negative energy you're holding onto in the heart space, in the emotional centers now. And as you become aware of it, it can even start feeling old negative energy, old negative emotional energy, old relationships, old experiences and situations. Maybe you weren't felt love from someone. Maybe you were treated badly by someone. Perhaps that's still there within that emotional space. So just see it, become aware of it, and observe it. Good. And going down now to the belly area, emotions there, going to childhood, your family, any emotions there. Yeah, great. Good. Going down now to the legs. Great. What are you holding on to? Anything there? Any negative energy from other people or yourself? Is there any negative energy that holds you back from standing up on your own? Good. Just being aware of it. Good. So being aware of it is the first step. That's the first step in our experience today, is for you to become aware of any negative energy, any negative thoughts from other people, from yourself, any limited consciousness, any sense of fear, resentment, shame, guilt, anger, any of that stuff that's holding your light back. It's so interesting because I believe those emotional there's emotional punishment there. They tend to block our light. They tend to really hide our light, those emotions, those negative emotions, instead of positive emotions, which open up to the light. So now as you step back and you're just aware of the entire body, again, being aware of any negative energies you're still holding on to, any old patterns that you seem to live over and over again, as you see them, just asking yourself, what am I learning from this negative energy? What am I learning from holding on to this old emotional guilt, shame, anger? Good. Just ask yourself that. Great. Good. So the first step, as I said, in healing is having the awareness. So now we're going to go into a wonderful new mind journey, a wonderful new immersion, if you will, of letting go of old energies. So we're going to do that by using the mind. The mind, of course, controls it all, controls us because of our thoughts. So through the mind, we can control how we're thinking, how we're feeling, what we're experiencing, interactions, everything with the mind. So have your eyes closed right now. Remember, your eyes being closed to the outside world can illuminate or open up the inner world. As I speak, and as you have your eyes closed, let that just illuminate your inner feelings, your inner self, having the realization again that you are a beautiful soul being of light, this beautiful, lovely soul that you are. Good. And I just want you, as you have your eyes closed, gently to send out the thought, to send out the intention of releasing anything that holds me back, any negative energy. I'm going to release that negative energy. Good. So as we use the breath, just breathe in a little bit. Just do a little bit of breathing into the heart. I'm just going to say inhale to the heart and gently exhale. Good. And inhale and exhale. And you're going to inhale and slowly exhale. Good. Bring yourself into inhaling and exhaling. Great. Beautiful. And just remember that with each inhalation, you're bringing in a newness, an awareness, a light energy, a beautiful light energy. So as you continue now to just breathe in and breathe out a regular rhythm of breath, just imagine that the entire body, the head to your toes, are being illuminated with a cosmic light. A cosmic light of renewal, of awareness, of healing. And as you exhale, you're going to release and let go any old emotions, any old resentments, guilt, shame, any negative emotions, any negative energy that is blocking your light. You may be aware of it or you may not. You may begin to even see people's faces, the energy you're holding on to, or shapes or different colors. That's fine, because we have the intention that we're just going to release that with the exhalation. So we're breathing in. Imagine a beautiful warm colored light, a white or golden light. And as you inhale, the entire body becomes one in harmony with that light. And inhale. Every muscle, every fiber, every cell. And now exhale. We let go and release. Release all those old emotions, anger, just let it go. Let it go. Good. Good. And inhale. This beautiful breath supports us and loves us and fills us with this beautiful light of healing and awareness. And now exhale. Release. Let go of negativity. Release that which no longer serves us. Good. With each exhalation, you come closer and closer to bringing yourself to a positive light, a positive awareness of being your beautiful light. And inhale. Good. And exhale. Release, release, let it go. No longer holding on to negativity. No longer needing it. Good. Very good. Good. Great. And now I just want you to imagine in your mind's eye, there is a tree. Just a sapling of a tree. Beautiful, just maybe in a countryside or any way you want to picture that or envision the sapling of a tree. And its branches just starting up, a couple of leaves perhaps. Good. And this sapling is in direct correspondence to any negative energy you can send out. And the reason why is this. When you release negative energy, Mother Earth, the cosmic light, can take that negative energy and transmute it to love, to growth, to reproductive. We can bring life to it. So, the more you release that negative energy, the more the tree will grow and flower. So as we inhale that light, and you exhale, imagine going to the roots of that tree. The roots of the tree, any negative energy, the roots of the tree. And the more you do this, the more the tree begins to take that negative energy and transmute that negative energy to energy of life. A force that brings life. A force turned into love. And inhale. And exhale. And I'll let you do this on your own. At your own timing is just fine. You may even find you want to turn off your computer right now. That's fine. And just let yourself use this visualization that you try to create the most beautiful tree that you can, with an incredible canopy or flowers or leaves that you want to create. And that's all based upon any negative energy that you're releasing out of your body, out of your mind, out of the atmosphere all around you. As you release it, it goes into Mother Earth, being transmuted to love. And you can see it now being transmuted to love. And the tree grows higher, wider, more beautiful, more alive, more leaves, and more flowers. So try that for a good 10 minutes. It's almost as if you're painting a picture. And the paint that you use really all the negative energy that you've been holding on to, other people's belief systems, other people's fears, anything that's been placed on you which does not match your vibration. Use all that energy to create this tree, to transmute all of that energy to life, to positivity, positivity giving life. Good, good. And I'll let you just sit with that now. Again, with the inhalation, bringing in the beautiful light, and the exhalation, letting go, transmuting the energy of negativity and creating life with that beautiful tree. Now, let me come back to you into your mind, and I just want you to look at the tree that you've created, this beautiful tree that you've created, beautiful tree. And what I want you to imagine now, I want you to go to one of the leaves of the tree, and I want you to see someone's face, a person's face of negative energy that you let go, that you released. And as they come into your mind, as that leaf transfers or changes, transmutes to someone's face, I want you to feel the forgiveness of that person, the acceptance of that person, and let it go. And aren't you happy you could transmute that negative energy to positive? And you'll see if there's anyone out there whose energy helped you to create a positive, loving life of this tree. Now bring yourself back to the body, to the awareness of the body. And I just want you again to become clear, to become clear of the body and surrender and let go and release. Release again any other negative energies. I'm going to give you another exercise here for you to release any negative energy of the body. And what I want you to do is this. I just want you to create in your mind's eye, create a beautiful wand, and this wand has a lovely crystal. It's a quartz crystal at the very end of this wand. And I just want you to touch the top of your head and go down the body again to release any negative energy. And this wand acts like a vacuum, and it pulls away, takes away any energies again, which are still remnant, which are still there around the head area, around the shoulders. It sucks away, vacuums away any energies, and that quartz immediately is able to, that wand is connected to Mother Earth, and it pulls away like a vacuum, takes away any negative energy, goes through the wand, falls down to Mother Earth, again, where it's transmuted to love. So all it is just taking away the remnants of any negative energy around you or through you. So the top of the head and the shoulders and the neck area, the forehead, the eyes, the mouth. Good. Feel how light that feels even doing that. And the throat area, the creative center. Good. And the heart area, the emotional center, strongest emotional center. Any hurts come out there, any old resentments which you didn't clear yet with the breath, let this beautiful quartz crystal vacuum it away. And the lungs. Good. Down the solar plexus area and the stomach area, anything you've been holding on to, any feelings you've been holding on to. I feel a certain way. Good. All the way down to the second chakra, the belly button, all the way down, torso area. Good. Any sexual problems you've had, any sense of abuse issues, addictions, anything like that. Let this vacuum it away, take it away, good. And the clear, crystal clear down the legs, down to the feet. Good. Anyone who comes to mind you've been holding up, let that vacuum away any negative energies and release it. Good. And of course the back as well, on the back. Beautiful quartz magnet vacuum wand. Lovely. Some people see colors as the vacuum is working. That's great too. All the way down the back. And those relationships, those patterns that you're holding on to, soul patterns, you can break them now. You no longer need to live those patterns anymore. You can let them go. Good. Good. And when you're finished, you can put away your wand and you can create a little pocket for it, or you can put it in your tree and that'll always be there for you. Good. Take a deep breath back in the body and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Good. 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 One more journey I want to do with you with your mind. So again, you can open up your eyes and blink your eyes. And then I want you just to close your eyes again. Just close your eyes again. And I just want you now to imagine. Imagine that you're sitting in a theater. You're sitting in a theater. And I just want you to become aware that the show is going to start any moment now. And the show stars you. The show stars you. So the lights go down, the curtain slowly opens, and there you are. There you are, the new you. See a scene from your life now, in the future, maybe in 2 years or 5 years, and just see the scene playing out, a certain circumstance in your life where you are free of negativity, where you are free of other people's emotions, where you can do whatever you want, and you are happy. And you are loving. And become aware of this scene, this first scene that's playing. Are you outside? Is it inside? Are there people there? Are you in some kind of a job, position? What are you doing? What kind of activity are you doing? It makes you very happy. You're a very loving, happy person. Become aware that this scene is created. And the lights on the stage and the scenery is all created with positive energy. Positive energy embracing you. Positive energy, which is structured for your happiness. Your happiness, your love, your positivity has created this scene. So see it, be aware of it, and now be it. Your thoughts create your reality. Become aware of how your life would change when you would bring positivity and live with positivity and not negativity in our experience.